News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
US tariffs could cost Ireland more than $18 billion in lost trade, as well as posing a long-term risk to public finances. The SRI has warned in its latest report. Dr. Paul Egan is research officer at the ESRI, co-author of that report. Paul, thank you indeed for talking to us. Just start, if you will, by just telling us what exactly you found in this report.
Good morning, Shane. So today we publish a working paper which is co-authored by ourselves and the Department of Finance that assesses the macroeconomic impact of protectionist policies on the Irish economy. So obviously there's still, you know, quite a lot of economic and political uncertainty around these protectionist policies. So in light of that, we consider a range of tariff scenarios involving the US and the global economy, and the US and the European Union. So this would include unilateral tariffs, where the US imposes tariffs of between 10 and 25% in the global economy and the EU without any response, as well as bilateral tariffs, where the global economy and the EU would respond with reciprocal, or, you know, what would be known as tit-for-tat tariffs. And then finally, we also look at the potential impact of non-tariff barriers imposed by the US and the rest of the world. So your listeners might be a little bit less familiar with these, but these would include measures such as changes by the US in terms of product or industry-specific regulatory requirements, which would restrict market access opportunities for Irish and global exporters. So, you know, we kind of layered all of these together across different scenarios. We kind of see quite a significant impact on the Irish economy. So just looking at kind of some of the headline figures, the tariff scenarios we consider could lead to the level of GDP and MDD falling by as much as 3.5% and 2% respectively below a no tariff baseline. So that's below if there was no tariff imposed, and that's over the next 5 to 7 years.
So to put that into layman's language, our national income, our collective income could drop by, we're taking a hit of 3.5% potentially.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you think of what the, I mean, this is over a medium-term horizon, so over the next 5 to 7 years, but you know, if you were to say what GDP and MDD, the economic activity basically of the economy in the medium term, 5 to 7 year period, would fall by, you know, 2% in terms of MDD in domestic economy, and then 3.5% in terms of GDP from a situation where there was no tariff or no protectionist policies imposed.
I don't know if this is a fair or a relevant question, but I'll ask it nonetheless. Like, were you shocked when you saw the figures?
These are figures that are, people are going to take notice of them because they are significant falls in the level of economic activity. But I mean, we run two models. We have a global model which feeds into our model of the Irish economy that the ESRI has, Cosmo. And you could kind of see that there is quite a large fall in global demand from the global model, which if there's a large fall in global demand, there's always a very strong impact on the Irish economy, given our small open economy status. And our kind of very our traded sector was hit particularly hard by this shock when we ran the simulation. So just as an example, the traded sector, production in the traded sector fell by 4% in the 5 to 7 year horizon that we looked at. So that was double the fall in the domestic sector. And the traded sector, just for your listeners, would be defined as sectors that it's defined as being traded by our model if at least 50% of its total uses are exported. So just to kind of give an idea, that would include the manufacturing industries, including pharma, and also include ICT, so the kind of traded sectors, the major exporters.
Sure,
and it makes sense if you think about it, because they'd have a more direct...
Of course. Can I just ask you, just lastly and very briefly, obviously if the worst case scenario unfolds, it'll have a knock-on impact on public finances.
Yeah, so we kind of highlight that as well. So the macroeconomic impact alone, just based on the fall in GDP and economic activity, was quite substantial. So we saw across the three tax receipts that we would kind of look at in the scenario, so that would be personal, indirect and corporation tax, fall by between, you know, around 2 and 3% relative to the no protectionist baseline. But you also need to think that if policies were to target certain industries in the Irish traded sector, some of which I've mentioned, you know, these kind of high tech industries, this would have a disproportionately negative impact on tax receipts, and that could kind of be viewed as an additional risk to Irish public finances.
It certainly could. Okay, we'll leave it there. Really interesting report. Dr. Paul Egan, Research Officer at the ESRI, co-author of that report. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.